Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Rutland, Vermont is a small place, about 17,000 residents or so, with plenty of problems now all too familiar to many towns in New England. There's opiate addiction and the crime that comes along with it that top the list. It's a huge challenge for the town. It's been complicated now by the arrival of about 100 Syrian and Iraqi refugees. The majority of Rutland residents seem to be for taking in those refugees, but not everyone is. The town's been divided, at times bitterly, and critics say Rutland needs to worry about its own problems before helping others, and that anyway, the whole thing should have been put to a public vote. Meanwhile, the mayor of Rutland is an enthusiastic supporter of welcoming those refugees to his town. Mayor Christopher Lewis says to him it's about compassion, but also about economics.
We have, frankly, a moral obligation to do the right thing for people who are fleeing for their lives and are looking to rebuild those lives. But there is also a pretty significant self-serving component as well. Frankly, we're less than 16,000 now, according to the U.S. Census, and we recognize that embracing new Americans, refugees, immigrants, is a way to reverse that demographic.
Well, how would you characterize just how divided your town has been over this issue?
I'd characterize the division as a very vocal, if not vitriolic, minority, but the level of support, the level of community engagement in welcoming the refugees, welcoming the new Americans, really eclipses and dwarfs the level of the opposition.
Well, let me play you some statements from a guy in your community, Dr. Timothy Cook. I'm sure that you know him. He's an opponent of this plan. He gave an interview, and I wanted to add it to our conversation here.
Between the economic issue, the crime issue, and the drug issue, this is why this city was passed over, not just once, but twice. And yet, somehow, we ended up being required to accept these individuals. You can't rescue a drowning person with a lifeline if you have no lifeline to throw in. We do not have a lifeline at this point in time.
Now, Mayor Lewis, you said the vitriolic opposition has pretty much evaporated recently. You know, I have to tell you that we tried to get two Rutland residents of opposing views onto our show. Nobody wanted to sit down with somebody from the other camp and talk on the air about it.
Well, I've sat down with individuals from the other camp, if you will, in the past, in this very studio, and talked about it. One of those individuals who I had hoped to speak to was the person who just quoted there, Dr. Tim Cook, who I grew up with and went to high school with, graduated with. And I know Dr. Cook. I know Timmy. And frankly, some of the issues he was talking about there are frankly the false narratives that we've been insistent in trying to dispel with facts, with data. We have an unhealthily low unemployment rate in the city of Rutland at 3.6%. We've got the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, the Rutland Economic Development Corporation, as well as the state of Vermont Chamber and Economic Development leaders championing refugee resettlement for the state of Vermont and for the Rutland area as a means to fill the vacant jobs that are creating problems for economic development within the state.
Still, Dr. Tim Cook, Timmy Cook as you call him, says that the residents should have had at least an opportunity to weigh in.
If he had opened up a dialogue right from the get-go with the community, I think we might have arrived at a crossroads where we could have accepted some refugees, but not in the manner that they've been accepted now.
Yeah, let's be clear. While there have been some stumbles by Americans in the past when individuals are trying to leave war-torn Europe, specifically the Jewish community, with the internment of Japanese, pretty much America gets it right. We don't get to vote on who our neighbors are. When my grandparents came over from Greece, nobody got to vote on those individuals coming from Greece, from Sicily, from Italy, from Poland. That's not who we are as a country, and that's not who we are as a community. We don't get to vote on who our neighbors are. Now, to the point or the assertion that this was a unilateral decision, you know, that's just false as well. Without the support of the education community, the superintendent and her team saying, we can do this, we wouldn't be able to pursue this initiative.
What has this debate done to the fabric of your town? You mentioned vitriol early on, but what about now?
This may be, in this sense, a somewhat of a pejorative term, but the community has resigned itself to the fact that this is going to happen. And supporters, who've always been supportive since the initial announcement, are extremely excited, engaged to see it succeed. And since the announcement by Department of State, those individuals who are healthy skeptics, those individuals who have reservations, also recognize the importance of seeing this program succeed.
You know, this election season has seen rises in hate crimes and expressions of xenophobic and racial animosity around this country. You're the mayor, and I wonder if you fear the potential for reprisals.
That's a great question. And in my town or the surrounding towns, not a bit. That's not a concern whatsoever, because that's not who we are as a community. This issue is going to define who we are as Rutlanders. And frankly, if there's any indication that there will be any hostility meeting the new Americans, I believe the community will rise up as one, skeptics and ardent supporters alike, and say, no, that's not who we are. Those are not the values and the standards of this community. We will welcome them.
So where do you think this will be in a year? Where do you think your town will be in 1 year?
Well, I think we're going to have a few really fantastic Middle East restaurants, first of all, and that's we all giggle when we say that, but I think the Syrian community specifically is a community and a culture of small entrepreneurial business people. That's the type of infusion we need into our community.
Great Middle Eastern food sounds fantastic, and it's not an easy question, Mayor, but are the residents of Rutland also ready for a new mosque somewhere in town?
Absolutely. We have to look to our past to inform our future. And 150 years ago, those same questions were being asked about Catholic churches. 100 years ago, those same questions were being asked about synagogues. Are we ready to embrace new religions? And the history of our community, the history of our nation, is absolutely yes.
Mayor Christopher Lewis is the mayor of Rutland. Sir, thank you so much.
And thank you guys for having me.